All right, Colt Nichols, first race back. I mean, you just handled Benny. Just beat Benny. I mean, you know, like, that's got to feel really good. So suck it, Benny.
Yeah, suck it, Benny. No, man, it was good. We have a lot of areas we can improve on for sure. But for a first race back and, you know, kind of didn't really know where I was going to fit in. These guys are in the swing pretty heavy, and I lost a lot of race intensity, and it definitely reared its head. And, man, I was just getting eaten alive the first 5-6 minutes of these races, and that's expected. And it'll come. Like, every time I was on the track, I got better. The bike got better. We learned a lot. So, I mean, good building block,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I dropped in after practice. You weren't very happy, you know, all of that. But, you, like, I feel like you turned it around a little bit, right?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we improved every time. Okay. It was just learning, and, I mean, dude, you just never know. Like, you set the bike up for riding that test track, and you come here, and you're like, good God. Like, it's just so different, and it definitely was that way tonight. But I feel like I adapted. We changed a lot of stuff. We got better and better, like I said, every time we were out. So I can hang my hat on that. I was happy with that. But, man, we got a long way to go and a lot of areas we can improve in. But first race, it's all right.
There's always the practice and test track, and then there's an actual race. So how's the fitness and all that?
Fitness, honestly, was good. I was really happy with the fitness. Like, I didn't feel like I was, like, down or anything. Body by Will had me really strong. And
hoping you were saying that your trainer sucked.
No, honestly, dude, I was really happy with how I felt. Shoulder feels like it held up really well. The track was, like, really slow, which I think honestly kind of helped me a little bit. I was going, making it a lot slower than what it should have been, but it was a slow track, so that kind of helped. But overall, like I said, I'm happy.
Yeah. What do you like about the bike? Obviously, you know, you were in preseason, hurt yourself. What do you like about it?
Right now, I feel like we're in a good spot, like, chassis-wise. There's just, I mean, there's always stuff you can improve with, but the bike is really balanced right now. It's got a really good feel to it. I think we need a little bit more ponies in a few areas, but I came off the gate like a rocket, heat race and the main, so that was good. Yeah. Good news for us. But just some improvements, some chassis-wise stuff. But, dude, the bike's in a way better spot than when I left it last, so yeah. I'm pretty happy with where we are. But like I said, a lot of room to improve and a lot of things we can do better with.
Are you going to base yourself out of SoCal for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we're SoCal for the rest of the year. I like the group we got. You know, training with Will is good. He lives right down the road from me. We got Pierce, Ryder D, little Cole Davies, that little shithead. We got a good group.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be there.
Wondering about East Coast stuff and all that, right? The dirt's so different. But, yeah, I mean, if this jerk-off is there, I guess you got to be there.
Dude, we've been getting spoiled. California's been raining, like, every other day, and the dirt's been sick, like the best it's ever been. So it's been a good off season, and like, feels like my off season's been right now. It shouldn't have been, but it is. But no, it's been good, man. I'm happy with where we're at.
Cool. Well, welcome back, man. Good to see you.
Thanks, Steve.